Chapter 27. The ride out of Elvenlands was quiet, steady. A soft rain accompanied us after the Elven guard departed. For some reason, I felt happy. But the others' expressions weren't so bright. Shum was determined to find Sansla Libor. Bezug, I could clearly see, was disappointed. He hardly even spoke to me. Up ahead, Brenwar slowed. Allowed me to catch up. Wrung the water out of his beard.
What's the plan?
Brenwar asked.
We taking the boys back north? Or do we follow Shum after Sansla Libor?
Brenwar's brown eyes narrowed, gazing after the big-boned elf.
What happened with those elves anyway? Back in Elam, no one's talking. And I'm not stupid, dragon. You're holding back something.
He looked me in the eye, his stare hard, penetrating. I couldn't lie to Brenwar, but I could keep a secret. I could tell part of the truth, not all.
I've agreed to help Shum find his king for now, bring him back to the elves for trial.
I looked away and rode on.
My problems will just have to wait until later.
Brenwar came right after me.
Am I to understand we no longer search for this ocular? That's all we talked about on the way here.
Plans change,
I said.
It can't be all about me, you know. Now keep your voice down.
Brenwar harumphed.
What do you mean, keep my voice down?
Just do. I don't want to have a group discussion about it, if you don't mind.
I just want to ride. Find Sansla. Save some dragons along the way. It's bound to be a long journey.
Most journeys are. Ha! When you don't know where you're going. And I know you're hiding something. I can feel it in my bones.
He rode off towards Shum. Far enough ahead where I could barely see him with the fog. The rolling mist. Ben and Garrison rode up alongside me. Excited looks in their faces.
Look at this, dragon,
Ben said. He had a horned rabbit skewered on a stick.
Snared the both of them, we did. Just like you taught me. Like I taught Garrison.
Garrison had another one.
Somebody's gonna eat well tonight,
I said.
And those pelts are worth a week's pay, I bet. Each, I'd say.
Told ya,
Garrison said.
Say, what's wrong with Brenwar? Does he always get mad at everything you say?
I laughed. That's a good observation, Garrison. But you'll get used to it.
Are all dwarfs like that?
Garrison asked.
Some more so, I said. But most not nearly so bad.
Garrison shifted in his saddle, eyeing me. Catching my eyes, then looking away.
Is there something else you wanted to ask?
The young legionnaire brushed his bangs from his forehead, wiped the water from his face.
Who's Sansla Libor?
Yes, dragon,
Ben said.
Tell us about that.
I didn't see any harm in telling Ben and Garrison about it. They'd need to be prepared for such things in case he showed up again. But I wasn't going to tell them the part about him being the Roamer King.
He's a monster.
What kind of monster?
Ben said.
Give me a moment, I just started.
Garrison hit Ben in the shoulder, motioned for me to continue.
A winged ape. Bigger than me. Fast as a cat and powerful as an ogre,
I said.
It drops out of the sky as quiet as rain. Snatches its prey up like an eagle does. Sweeps them away, never to be seen again. I faced it twice. Took my lumps, I did. But the next time I face it,
I held out my claws.
I'll break it.
We rode on. The rain was a drizzle now. Silent until someone spoke again. It was Garrison.
What are the elves wanted for?
Murder,
I said.
It killed elves?
Ben said.
That and other things. And we have to stop it before it kills again.
Well, I'm ready,
Ben said, sticking out his chest.
You're going home,
I said, bothered.
It's back to the Legionnaires where you belong, Ben. This mission's dangerous enough already.
What? Really?
Ben said.
It's only been a week. I have a month, and I can handle myself just fine already. Think about it, Dragon. I've survived fights with both Drakus and Ettins.
And horned rabbits. I said, laughing.
Drakus?
Garrison said.
What's a Drakus? Sort of like a lizard man, but more like a dragon,
Ben said.
Right, Dragon?
Close enough,
I said. Ben and Garrison were starting to bother me. I didn't want them around, but it was going to take some convincing.
But honestly, Ben, this journey might take months. Years, maybe. You might be an old man before we even find him. If we find him.
But I want to stay with you, Dragon. I want to travel. Adventure. I'm ready. You know I am.
He was ready, but he still wasn't coming.
Oh!
Garrison said, turning his horse around.
Where are you going?
Ben asked.
There's another snare I forgot to check back there. I'll be right back.
He said, riding off.
Want me to come along?
Ben yelled after his friend. I grabbed his shoulder.
He'll be fine. Let him go. Besides, I need to work on that hard head of yours.
You're going back, Ben.
No choice.
But what about Sasha?
He said.
She's human, too.
He made a good point, but Sasha wasn't my problem. Not that she was a problem. But that was up to Bezog. I did find it strange that he let her travel with him at all, especially as protective as he was.
She's a sorceress, Ben. She can live longer. You can't do that, can you?
He frowned.
No.
And she's not a Legionnaire either, is she?
Still frowning, head down, he rode away. I felt bad for him. I really did. But it was the right thing.
Garrison drifted back out of sight, taking a spot in a sparse grove of turning trees and falling leaves. He hopped out of his saddle, checked his surroundings, and procured a small figurine from one of his pouches. It was a robed, bald man carved out of wood, an evil look in its eyes. He rubbed it between his hands, faster and faster. His hands glowed, became hot. He dropped it to the ground.
Shiz!
He rubbed his smoking hands in the dirt, gritted his teeth.
Hate doing this.
An image formed over the figurine, a man-sized shadow, almost as real as his nose. Dark eyes encircled pupils that burned like fire. Garrison kneeled down, bowed, rose up a hair.
Hi, Cleric Gryzak,
he said.
I have news.
The image wavered in the wind, then stiffened. The voice was strong. He could feel it.
Share, soldier, share,
Kryzak said.
What business had they in Elfin lands? We could not communicate with you there.
My lord, they sought aid to find Sansla Libor. He's cursed and seeks a cure. Nath Dragon does too.
Are you certain of what you report?
Kryzak said, his image coming closer. Garrison broke into a cold sweat. He'd seen what the war cleric did to those who failed.
I'm certain,
he said.
I picked up on what they've tried to keep hidden. My ears,
he said, rubbing a small metal earring on his lobe,
are picking up lots of things thanks to this enchanted jewel.
Tell me more,
the dark voice said.
They sought an item. The ocular of Ore, it heals. Removes curses and disease, they say. The elves search for a winged ape, white, powerful. He is the Roamer King, Sansla Libor. Nath Dragon sought to remove his black scales, but does not talk of it now.
He caught his breath.
He seems content.
I see,
the shadow said, rubbing his chin.
And what of you, soldier?
He sends us back towards Quintuclan.
Kryzak said.
Journey back to where you started. Convince Nath
dragon to follow. If needed, I will assist you. Worry not about the others. I'll take care of them when the time comes.
Garrison bowed again.
As you wish, my lord. I'll not let the clerics of Barnabas down.
The image faded. The glow of the figurine went out. He picked it up and stuffed it in his pouch, stuck his boot in the stirrup and boosted himself up.
This will be interesting.
He wondered what Kryzak had in mind for Dragon.
Death? Torture? Mutilation?
He'd heard about Nath Dragon much in his life. His parents were servants of Barnabas. It was all he'd ever known. He was raised to hate the dragons, but he hid it well. Unlike his parents, he wasn't deft in magic, but he had a clever tongue, a simplistic, non-threatening demeanor. It made for an excellent spy, and he liked it.
How I enjoy messing with people. Pulling rugs and dragons out from underneath them.
He rode with a sly smile under his nose until he got there. This was his greatest mission. Ever.